This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msimbi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msimbi.
Be inspired.
Yes, be inspired indeed on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, the 23rd of March, and the year it's still 2022, and me and you are experiencing the goodness of the Lord in every area of our lives, in every day of our lives. And I trust that you are happy wherever you are. This is Bongani Msimbi on K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. saying hi to you. And thank you for joining me this day. And I know you are wondering why it looks like I'm talking about myself only today. Yes, you guessed it right. My co-host, my co-pilot, Lindiwe, is not here with me today. You know, having to attend to a bereavement in the family. She had to travel to Mpumalanga. But nonetheless, we welcome you. We're going to have an awesome time in the presence of the Lord today. I bring to you today a word of encouragement that the Lord has laid in my heart that I believe is going to, you know, deliver you in any way, and also most importantly bless your heart, because it blesses my heart really. Lately the Lord has been impressing my heart, you know, to talk about, you know, I mean, on the subject of love. And today I want us to be talking about, let us love one another. Let us love one another. You know, the main text being John chapter number 13, verses 34 to 35. On the Father's Love Show today, we're going to talk about loving one another. You know, I know you're saying, but Bongani, I know that I have to love. I don't know. We shall see after, you know, when the show is done, whether you are loving, you know, the way God has commanded us to love. So take out your notebook, take out your pens, take out your Bibles, of course, and let us go into the Word of God today to find and to learn about loving one another. And guess what? I invite you, so that I'm not alone here and I feel lonely. I know that God is with me here, but I would love to have company today by you sending me a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Don't forget to say Father's Love, and then you send in your message. And as we go into this song, after this, we're going to get into our message for the day, or our discussion for the day. Here's Dr. Tumi saying, Nothing Without You. Beautiful song, what an awesome song. Nothing Without You by Dr. Tumi, saying, I cannot live without you. We cannot live without him, because in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. He was with God in the beginning, and nothing was made that was made without him. Every creation owes its existence to our Lord Jesus. What a beautiful and awesome song. Thank you so very much for joining us today on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. But unfortunately today, Lindiwe is not with us. It's just me and you, you know, and God with us, because he said we're two or more. I got it in my name, I'm there too. God doesn't need an invitation. As long as we gather in his name, he is there. Before we got into the song, as earlier on I did indicate that today I want us to talk about loving one another. That let us love one another. You know, let us go to John chapter number 13. The verse is 34 and 35, and I'm reading in the New King James Version of the Bible, and it reads as follows: A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I'm going to repeat that. It says in verse 34 of John chapter number 13, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. These are the words and some of the messages and some of the instructions or commandment that the Lord Jesus, you know, gave to his disciples almost on his last days here on earth before he went to the cross. He began to say things about things that are about to happen and things that he expects, you know, his disciples, you know, to do. And one of them, it's this new commandment. So saints, we have been given a commandment, you know, as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ. He has given us a commandment, and this commandment, he says, you know, this new commandment that Jesus has given unto us, he says that we should love one another. And Jesus further on describes how or demonstrate or sort of like give us an indication in terms of how we should do this loving of one another. He says, you know what, in this commandment, he says we should love one another as he has loved us. He says, love one another as I have loved you. Now, the question you may ask yourself, and I'm glad that you're asking this question, but how do I love, you know, somebody as Christ has loved me? How do I love my fellow brother and sister in the Lord, you know, and as Christ has loved us? How has he loved us? You know, you probably are asking yourself that question, and I'm glad you're asking this question, because that's very, very important in this our talk that talking about right now, as we follow Jesus' commandment of loving one another. And you need to appreciate the fact that this is a commandment. This is an instruction that we just have to obey. It is not like a sort of like a suggestion, neither is it a request. It is a commandment, because Jesus opens by saying, a new commandment I give unto you, a new order I give unto you, a new instruction I give unto you. And this instruction that I'm giving to you, Jesus says, it is an instruction to love one another as he has loved us. Now, how has he loved us? Let us quickly go to Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. And it reads as follows. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. Verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Here's the thing. Jesus says to us, a new commandment I give unto you in John 13 verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now the question arises, how has Christ loved us? Now in Romans chapter 5, we discover that whilst we were still yet sinners, whilst we were still in our weaknesses, you know, without strength, Christ died for us. Meaning he did not wait for us to be perfect. He did not wait for us to choose on him. He did not wait for us to stop sinning against him or to transgress against him. He did not wait for us to be his friends. He did not wait for us to, you know, to be people who walk by the word of God, who walk by the instruction of God. He did not wait for us to embrace him first, but he embraced us whilst we're still dirty, whilst we're still stinking of the world, it dare I say, just like the prodigal son, you know, who took away his inheritance and went and spent it in ways that was prodigal. And when he has lost everything and there was famine in the land, the Bible says that he looked, you know, he sought for help from other people until he could find a job of looking after pigs, which, you know, according to Jewish culture, that was the lowest and the dirtiest and unclean and ungodly job that anyone can take, you know. And the Bible says at some point he was even tempted to eat of the pig's food, and none was given to him. You know, he desired that he could eat, and none was given to him. You know, when he was at the lowest of his lowest, the Bible says he came back to his senses and he said, I'm going to go back to my father. I'm not interested in that, but I'm more interested in the love that God has for us, in the love that our Lord Jesus has for us. In that, when the son was coming from afar, the Bible says that the father saw him and he ran towards him, dirty as he was, smelling as he was, stinking as he was, with the sweat, not only the sweat, but also with the pig's food and the pigs. He was stinking and smelling, but the father was able to embrace and love on him and kiss on him even before he was washed, even before he could get a new bath, new clothes, new shoes, and everything else, and a new haircut, maybe, for that matter, if you can just throw in that one as well. You know, he loved on him. He lavished his love upon this son. And here is Jesus coming to us and saying to us, we should love one another as he has loved us, meaning, child of God, as in Romans chapter number 5, verses 8 that we have read, that whilst we're still sinners, Jesus died for us. What do I mean by that? What does the Bible mean by that? It simply means that, child of God, we need to love people unconditionally. We need to love one another unconditionally. We need to love one another unreservedly. We need to love one another irregardless of whether the people that you are loving on reciprocates the love or not, irrespective of whether this person actually, you know, does you any good. As a matter of fact, whilst the person is still sinning against you, whilst the person is still, you know, wronging you, if I can use that, if it's correct English, I don't know, you know, whilst the person is still not treating you good, Jesus says, love this person. And Jesus is saying to us as believers, as those who are followers of him, because in this text, he was speaking to his disciples, those who have chosen to forsake everything and to follow him. He says to them, this is what the world would identify you about. This is how the world should see you as my disciples. This is how I want my disciples to be identified with. That is why he ends it, you know, in verse 35. He says, by this the world would know that you are my disciples, because you love one another. But he has given us a pattern on how we should love one another, is that we should love one another as he has loved us, that he chose us in our lowest of the lowest. You know, Jesus loved on us and lavished his love, you know, towards us. And also, I want us to go to 2 Corinthians, because I know that already, whilst I'm talking about this, that we should love one another as Christ has loved us, and that we should not look at the condition, we should love people irregardless of what they represent in our lives, irregardless of what they've done, you know, for us, whether they are treating us good or not treating us good. But he, you know, we ought to love on them. Sometimes, you know, I had somebody saying that, you know, sometimes we like to complain to God and say, yeah, but so and so has done this thing to me, but so and so has done that to me, and God, you know, crying to the Lord that, you know what, I'm not going to be able, you know, to love on them again. I'm not going to be able to relate with them again. I'm not going to be able to help these people again. I'm not going to be able to be there for them, because these people, they don't reciprocate, you know, whatever that I'm doing to them. But here is Jesus saying we should love them as Christ, I mean, as he has loved us. And now, you know, I had somebody saying that when you're busy saying, but God, and God says, but Jesus. God is saying to you, but Jesus, I know you are sitting right now, wherever you are, or you are driving, wherever you are, listening to the sound of my voice, and you're saying, but Mfundis, you know, but Bongani, but I hear what you're saying, but these people, but this, but this, but this, and God is saying to you, but Jesus. Jesus loved on you whilst you were still a sinner. Jesus loved on you whilst you were still, you know, working against him. But he died for you on the cross nonetheless. He didn't have to die anyway. You know, he chose to take away the sins of the world. He chose to take our sins upon himself. And he was nailed on the cross. He was punished on the cross. For our sake, he was punished for our sins, for something that he did not do, but he did it anyway. I always joke about this thing that, you know what, I also appreciate what Adam did, in as much as, you know, others will blame him for not stopping Eve from being deceived by the snake. But, you know, when you look into it, I mean, how much Adam loved on Eve, in that Adam was not deceived, but Eve was. But Adam, because of his love for Eve, took the punishment from Eve. He took the fruit and ate it, so that, you know, at the end of the day, because he understood that we are one. He understood that we are married in community of property, and therefore, you know what, he took the punishment himself. That's what Jesus did, and that's why John said, seeing Jesus, you know, the following day, standing with his disciples, he says, you know, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus took our infirmities upon himself. He took our, you know, he took our sickness upon himself. He took our poverty upon himself. He took, you know, our sin upon himself, because of his love for us, which is what he's saying to us right now with this new commandment in John chapter number 13, that we should love one another as he has loved us. And I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14, before we go into a song right now. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, as we talk about loving one another as he has loved us. And it reads as follows, from verse number 14. It says in verse number 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Another translation says, for the love of Christ constrains us. The love of Christ, another translation says, controls us. And verse number 15 says, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So, child of God, you know what? In this loving of people, in this walk with people, especially those of the household of faith, we need to love one another as Christ loved us. So, meaning the love of God in us that has been shed abroad in our heart, because the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter number 5, you know, in Romans chapter number 5, verses 5, that, you know what, the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart, or shed broadly in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Not that we don't have this love, we do have this love in us, that we just need to work it out, saints, that we need to share this love, you know, with those of the household of faith, and even those that are outside, because according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verses 14, you know, it tells us that as believers, as children of the Most High God, we need to be controlled or constrained by love. In that, when I relate with my fellow brother, when I relate with my fellow sister, when I relate with people, I need to be controlled or constrained by love. In as much as that for an example, if I know that is within my right, or I am right in this instance, is within my right to defend myself, it is within my right to speak for myself, it is within my right to give them a piece of my mind, but the love of Christ controls me. The love of Christ constrains and compels me not to do evil or not to do harm against the next person. And it says in verse number 54, he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Meaning, as children of the Most High God, we don't live for ourselves, but we live to represent Christ on this earth. We live to represent Christ amongst each other. That's why the Bible says we need to take off the old man and put on Christ upon us. Meaning, it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me is the hope of glory. So wherever I may be, you know, as a child of God, as a believer, you know, I need to represent Christ. And the one way that I can represent Christ is to love on God's people, is to be controlled and be compelled and be constrained by love. We're going to pick up on this one because I want us to talk about the fact that, you know what, Jesus died for all people, that we should not discriminate in this loving, because Jesus did not discriminate and has given us a commandment, has given us an instruction, has given us marching orders that we should love on people as he has loved us. Meaning Jesus has multiplied himself in us, and therefore we need to represent him and represent him very well. Here's Kirk Franklin saying, free. You are free, child of God, because Jesus loved on you. Therefore, you need to exercise this love on other people and share the love of God, especially those of the household of faith. Yes, Kirk Franklin, free. Yes, you heard it right. You're listening to the Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. with Bongani and Lindiwe. Unfortunately, she's not here with me today. It's just me and God, and of course, your beautiful self joining with me here. And I trust that if you have joined me earlier, you are blessed, you are empowered. But if you just join us right now, we're talking about loving one another. Let us love one another, taking it from the text, John chapter number 13, verses 34 and 35. The new commandment that Jesus had given unto us, that we should love one another as he has loved us. Jesus, on this text, which we said earlier on, has given us a commandment. It's an instruction. It's an instruction that we need to follow, that we should love one another as he has loved us. And we said, how has Christ loved us? And we went to, you know, Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, especially the last part, the last verse, the verse 8, where it says, you know what, whilst we're still sinners, Jesus died for us. He did not wait for us to be perfect, but Jesus died for us whilst we were still sinners, whilst we were still working against him. He loved on us, you know, that we should love people accordingly, meaning we should love people unconditionally. We shouldn't love people because you know, because they are reciprocating or not reciprocating. And Jesus says, by this the world would know that you are my disciples. Meaning, Jesus was saying to us, our identity, this is how he wants us to be identified, as people who represent him, as people who are like him, as people who purport to be, you know, followers of him. He says, you know what, by this the world would know that you are my disciples, because guess what, you love one another. And that we should love one another, saints, irrespective, in spite of, irregardless of, we should love whether people are reciprocating or not reciprocating. And we also read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14, that the love of God compels us, or the love of God constrains us, because we judge us that if one died for all, then all died. But verse number 15, it says, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So saints, if we believe that Jesus died and rose up again for us, therefore we ought not to live for ourselves, but to live for him, you know, no longer for ourselves. And how we should live for him is that we should, you know, allow the love of Christ to compel us. And verse number 16, it says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Meaning, saints, we don't look at people according to their appearance. We don't love them because of whether they represent, you know, our status. They represent what we stand for. But we should love on them. We should love even our enemies. We should love even those that we know for a fact that they are working against us. Jesus loved on them. He loved on Judas, who was part of his crew, but knew that Judas would betray him. And Jesus is saying these words, saints, just, you know, a few days before he was crucified. He's saying these things when Peter was about to betray him, the one he trusted. I know you're saying, yes, Bongani, I'm hearing what you're saying, but these people have betrayed me. You don't understand what they've done to me. Jesus says, yes, I do understand. I've been there, remember? Remember what Jesus said in John 16 verse 33 to us. He said, you know what, in this world you will face persecution, you will face trials and tribulation, you will be misunderstood. But he says, guess what, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Meaning, I've been through that, I understand. You know, saints, you know, the kind of love that Jesus loved on us, that he lavished on us, is what we call compassion. Jesus, each time you look at people and be filled with compassion. And, you know, if you study the word compassion, in actual fact, he got under their skin. He felt what they were feeling. He felt the same pain that they were going through at that time. So, child of God, what Jesus is calling upon us is that we should identify also with those that are hurting. You know, love is a doing word. You know, for God so loved the world, he gave. So, we don't just love by word. We love also by doing, saints. And here the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you know, that the love of God must constrain us or should control us. We must be controlled. When we relate with people, when we interact with people, let the love, the agape kind of love, the unconditional love of God, let it control and constrain us in everything that we do. Let it be the one that motivates us in whatever that we do. When we relate with our spouses, when we relate with our children, when we relate with our fellow brethren, when we relate even with the world, let the world see Christ through us. Because the Bible, you know, instructs us that we should take off the old man, you know, and put on Christ Jesus, that we shouldn't walk in the, you know, according to our old self. That is why, as you continue with this particular passage of scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from 14, verse 17, you know, therefore says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, maybe in the past you used to pay revenge. In the past you used, child of God, that when somebody doesn't treat you well, you know, you ignore them, or you don't speak to them again, or you don't help them again. But the Bible also says to us, we mustn't grow weary in doing good. We mustn't grow weary in doing good. So, child of God, when we allow the love of God to constrain us, when we allow the love of God to compel us, when we allow the love of God, you know, to be the one that dictates to how we live with and relate with other people, irrespective of what people do to us or do for us or don't do to us, we just need to continue to love on them. And that is an indication that me and you are in. Mfundisi, what are you talking about? Bongani, what are you talking about? Let us quickly go to 1 John chapter number 4 as we are about to draw to a close. I'm enjoying this and I trust that you're enjoying this. I'm also inviting you to send in right now your WhatsApp messages if you want to join in on the conversation. Let's go to 1 John chapter number 4 verse 7. Again, 1 John, the epistle of John, he says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So you see, saints, there's no escape in this. There's no escape in us walking in love. There's no escape in us really loving on people as Christ has loved us. There is, you know, a need for us to love on people. People are hurting out there. People need love out there. And me and you, the love of Christ, we've read in Romans chapter 5 verse 5 that it has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. We do have the love. We just need to share the love with people who need love. And even those who don't need love, we need to love them. And I'm still to find one that doesn't need love. We need to love on people irrespective. And the Bible here in 1 John chapter number 4 verse 7 it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for the love of God, for love is of God rather, and everyone who loves is born of God." If you believe that you are born of God, therefore you ought to love. And it says, love is born of God and knows God. Well, everyone who loves rather is born of God and knows God. Verse number 8, it says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Let us jump to verse 16. It says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him." And the opposite is true, child of God. If you don't love, therefore you don't abide in him, for God is love. If you claim to be a child of God, if you claim to dwell in God, if you claim to be a Christ-like person, a Christian, you ought to abide in love. And then it says in verse number 17 of 1 John chapter number 4, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Love has been perfected in us. And verse number 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." I love this one, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Here's the thing. Sometimes you feel like you want to help somebody, but because you were hurt before by helping someone or by showing love or showing mercy or compassion towards somebody, and that person turned against you. Child of God, perfect love casts out all fear. Because you know what? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out of fear, because fear involves torment. Because when you fear a child of God, this thing, because it's on the inside of you, it has been shed abroad in you, it's going to torment you, because love by its nature wants to give. Love by its nature wants to help. And love is God, for God is love. So basically, what God is calling upon us, what Jesus is calling upon us and commanding us to do, is that we should God these people. We should God everyone, especially those of the household of faith, and even those that are outside. We need to love one another. And when we love one another, child of God, I tell you, there's going to be peace in the world. There's going to be joy in the world. Let's just love and share the love of God that has been shed abroad in our heart. Here's Euclid Jacobs saying, "Loving you," as you're talking about loving one another. Trust that you are blessed.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit 729 AM.
Yes, you've been listening to the Father's Love on K Pulpit 729 AM. Of course, on this beautiful Wednesday, the 23rd of the third month in 2022. And thank you so very much for joining me today, Bongani, of course, and Lindy is not with me, having to travel to Mpumalanga for a family bereavement, and I'll be joining her also. You know, your prayers will be much appreciated, and thank you so very, very much to all those that who have known and have sent us messages. We really messages of support. We really appreciate. And thank you for joining me today as I was flying solo. And I promise you, next Wednesday, Lindy is going to be here. And we're going to have an awesome, awesome show. We're going to go into the Word of God, as we normally say that on this show, that there's a solution to all that you're going through, and is found in the Word of God. Unfortunately, I've run out of time today. Really appreciate your messages. I see them. And even Lindy West sent a message right now saying love of God compels us. We shouldn't discriminate on the love of God. And she says amen to that, and that she misses you guys a lot today. She misses radio today. We love you, Lindy. We also miss you too. And hope everything is okay on that side. So, saints, there you have it. That's what we had for today. You know, God actually came to tell us that we should love one another, irrespective of what is going on. We should love one another. And he gave us a model. Jesus gave us a model in John 13, you know, verses 34 and 35, that we should love one another as he has loved us. And we also land in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, where the Apostle Paul says, you know, I'd let the love of God constrain us or control us or compel us in everything that we do, saints. Let us be motivated by the love of Christ, the unconditional love, that we don't wait for people to be perfect. We don't wait for people to do us right, but we just love on them irrespective, irregardless of what and who they are or they represent. So that's what I had for today. Unfortunately, I have to love you and leave you. But I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving you in capable hands of Gilmer Standards, who will come at the top of the hour with the news, and after which we'll continue with Leif's Tale, you know, where you're going to be empowered in the Word of God. You're going to be empowered, you know, in life in general, and do life together. Because on this radio, K-Pulpit, your daily companion, we care for you. We are the friend that sticks closer. And you know what? And we carry the love of God. Thank you so much. Till next time. Same place, same time. This is Bongani Msibi, signing out on the Father's Love. Love you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.